Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to this podcast from the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. We're spending January and February 2022 in the Gospel of Mark. Going back into ancient history, Mark's Gospel was represented by a lion, the king of the beasts. And Mark represents Jesus as a victorious yet humble king coming to establish his kingdom. Join us for these daily devotional podcasts as we learn from the Lion of Judah. Now, on to today's podcast. Today it's chapter 16, verse 1 to verse 8. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go. Tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone, because they were afraid. We're going to look at this passage twice, today and tomorrow, because, well, it's so important, and it is the ultimate climax of the entire gospel. Now, for today, the first thing to note is that the women are not expecting a miracle. In fact, nobody is. They think it's all over. As somebody said in a commentary, we may note already what they are not saying to themselves, as they might be if the story were a later pious fiction. They were not going in order to witness Jesus' resurrection. They had no idea that any such thing was even thinkable. They were going to complete the primary burial. And this was a sad task, but a necessary one, both for reverence's sake and to lessen the smell of decomposition, as other bodies in due course would be buried in the same tomb over the coming year or so, prior to Jesus' bones being collected and put into an ossuary. That's the secondary burial. That's from N.T. Wright's commentary called The New Testament for Everyone. So these spices they take are for perfuming more than embalming as such, and it was just a gesture of respect and love. Mary and the other Mary couldn't do very much, but they could show some love that was meaningful to them. These perfumes were costly and didn't really serve a major purpose. It's just an act of sacrificial love. These women are devoted to Jesus. They're present at his execution in chapter 15, verse 41, and his burial, chapter 15, verse 47. And now they are here, approaching the tomb, concerned about the stone, of course. How is it going to be rolled away? A reasonable question, and then they are stunned. It's been rolled away. It was very large. And then they see the young man dressed in that robe, sitting on the side, and their response is like so many in the scriptures. They are alarmed. I'm sure you and I can relate to this. And at least the devotional point for today is simply this, that in our helplessness, God so often does something remarkable and astonishing that changes our lives. They cannot bring Jesus back to life, and they cannot even think about moving the stone. But when they get to where faith, where love has taken them, then they see that God has done something amazing. And this is our lives. As we go through the Christian life, we act by faith in love, and we wait and see what God will do. So simply let me ask this today. What act of love by faith has God called you to today for him, but for somebody else on his behalf? Pray about that and see God do his part. Thank you for being with us today. If you'd like to find out more about our congregation, have a look at the website, themesvalley.church. Until the next time, God bless, and remember to listen to the lion.